The Ghislaine Maxwell case, a precedent in trafficking and justice. The name Ghislaine Maxwell conjures images of opulence, power, and a chilling descent into a dark underworld. While her recent legal battles have dominated headlines, the complexities of her case echo through centuries of struggle against human trafficking and the relentless pursuit of justice. This is not merely a modern scandal. It is a chapter in a long, often painful historical narrative. For millennia, humanity has grappled with the abhorrent practice of treating human beings as property. From the chattel slavery of ancient civilizations to the more insidious forms of trafficking that plague our modern world, the exploitation of vulnerable individuals for profit has been a persistent stain on our collective history. Ancient Rome, for all its architectural marvels and legal frameworks, thrived on a vast slave economy where human beings were bought, sold, and brutalized. The Middle Ages saw forms of serfdom and indentured servitude, while the transatlantic slave trade of more recent centuries stands as a monumental atrocity. The fight for justice in these cases is often a protracted and arduous one. Consider the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in 1911. While not a direct case of trafficking, the tragedy exposed the horrific working conditions, exploitation, and lack of regard for human life that permeated certain industries. The public outcry that followed galvanized reform movements, pushing for better labor laws and worker protections. It was a turning point, a moment when society began to demand accountability for systemic abuses. In the realm of sexual exploitation and trafficking, the path to justice has been particularly fraught. For decades, victims were often silenced, disbelieved, or blamed. The legal systems in place were frequently ill-equipped to handle the complexities of these crimes, which often involved powerful individuals, sophisticated networks, and a deep psychological manipulation of victims. The unsealing of documents related to the Ghislaine Maxwell case, however, has peeled back a layer of secrecy, hinting at the vastness of the networks involved and the alleged complicity of influential figures. This echoes historical patterns where powerful individuals often operated with impunity, shielded by their status and wealth. Maxwell, a socialite and former associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein, was convicted in 2021 of sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. Her arrest and subsequent trial brought to the forefront the alleged exploitation of numerous young women, some of whom were minors, over several decades. The details that emerged painted a grim picture of grooming, coercion, and abuse, facilitated by a web of connections that stretched into the highest echelons of society. The prosecution's success, though hard-won, signals a potential shift in how such cases are approached legally and publicly. The historical context is crucial here. Throughout history, powerful figures have often evaded accountability for their actions, particularly when those actions involved the exploitation of the less powerful. The legal battles surrounding figures like Maxwell are not isolated incidents. They are part of a continuum of societal efforts to confront and dismantle these deeply entrenched systems of abuse. The challenges faced by prosecutors in such cases are immense. Overcoming victim intimidation, navigating complex legal defenses, and confronting powerful societal influences that may seek to protect the accused. The consequences of these revelations and legal proceedings are far-reaching. For survivors, the Maxwell case offers a beacon of hope, a testament to the fact that justice, however delayed, is possible. It validates their experiences and may empower others to come forward. For society, it serves as a stark reminder of the pervasive nature of exploitation and the urgent need for continued vigilance and robust legal frameworks to protect the vulnerable. The unsealing of court documents, while potentially salacious, also provides invaluable insights into the modus operandi of traffickers and the psychological tactics employed, offering crucial knowledge for prevention and prosecution efforts. Furthermore, the Maxwell case has reignited conversations about wealth, privilege, and complicity. It forces us to confront the uncomfortable truth that the networks of exploitation often thrive in the shadows of power and influence. The legal precedent set by this case, if upheld and expanded upon, could have a significant impact on how future trafficking cases are investigated and prosecuted. It underscores the importance of robust investigative journalism, courageous whistleblowers, and a judiciary willing to hold even the most powerful accountable. In conclusion, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, while a product of our time, is deeply rooted in the historical struggle against human exploitation. It is a stark reminder that the fight for justice is ongoing, demanding continuous effort to dismantle the structures that enable such atrocities and to ensure that survivors find the voice and vindication they deserve. The echoes of past injustices resonate in this contemporary drama, urging us forward in our collective mission to eradicate trafficking and uphold human dignity.